With that, I'm going to turn this over to our first speaker for this evening. I am very excited and also honored to introduce Jeribu Hill. Ms. Hill is a civil and human rights attorney and community organizer. She is the founder and executive director of the Mississippi Workers Center for Human Rights. Jeribu is an author and an international spokesperson on civil and human rights topics, a former safety and health specialist with NYCOSH. Ms. Hill advocates for safe workplaces and humane treatment of workers in Mississippi. Through her organization, Attorney Hill has provided legal representation and advocacy for hundreds of workers in the state. Hill and the center have successfully joined with Mississippi workers to improve workplace conditions and force employers to adopt and enforce policies against racial harassment and all forms of discrimination. Joining workers in their fight against workplace human rights abuses is at the very core of this work. To date, the center has successfully represented victims of workplace sexual and race harassment and retaliation and joined with workers to provide trainings and listening sessions as well. Jeribu is a former Skadden Fellow and a 2020 recipient of the American Public Health Association's OHS Section Tony Mazzocchi Award. Please join me in welcoming Jeribu Hill.
Thank you so much. Good evening, brothers and sisters, comrades. We say we want change. We must not operate inside the very structures we seek to dismantle. If we say we want food, decent jobs, homes, and schools for all, we must not embrace or endorse the current political structures that have consistently placed profit over people. Community-led working-class campaigns must not only be supported but encouraged. Worker centers, worker circles, worker committees led by the oppressed must be seen as models for building genuine working class movements that leave no workers behind. These formations rooted in real worker struggles are not dual unionist formations. They are organic representations of grassroots organizing. They often reject the narrow agendas pushed by traditional labor to address the total worker at home, at work, in the schools where their children go. Deep political education sessions must be at the core of our organizing to better understand why so many workers in the U.S. are wholly unprotected and denied their basic rights. Worker-led study groups, worker-led grassroots campaigns that build worker power and create opportunities for social change must replace organizing models that perpetuate and preserve the status quo. Real life discussions about the sources of worker oppression and exploitation must replace old models of worker education that has failed to provide space for militant voices and effective working class leadership. Just demands must be built into all organizing models. Labor must lead the way in organizing against work schemes that deny workers dignified and good-paying jobs. This means being on the front lines in opposition to the gig economy projects like temporary work, where a worker can work 9 years like the Uncle Ben's Rice Company where I live and still be classified as a temporary worker with no benefits and no living wage and no job security. Waging war, building union campaigns against fast food restaurant industries, retail plants, retail factories like Walmart and Amazon. And we salute the Amazon workers who courageously took on the Bezos billionaire machine and struck a blow and put a dent in that chinked armor. We know it has to take more. We know that the unions have to step up. We know that organized labor has to step up and build across the country, build grassroots support for union organizing and for worker-led struggles. Use the coffers amassed from union dues to launch campaigns against union-busting employers. Remember in Bangladesh, India, where thousands were killed when the building collapsed. Thousands were killed. And as the firefighters and the first responders peeled through the rubble, they saw the labels of the culprits: Kohl's, Macy's, Walmart, JCPenney's, left their brands in the blood, dust, and debris. These greedy corporate beasts declined to join the international community in signing on to a letter promising to provide safer workplaces. Bring back the boycotts to punish the corporate killers like Coca-Cola, who refused to investigate the deaths of trade unionists in Colombia and the Honduras, who were assassinated on the plant floor while trying to organize. Bring back the public shaming of anti-worker policies and laws. Capitalism is the enemy of the sufferers. Bring back the strikes in the tradition of the longshoremen who fought so hard during the anti-colonial, anti-apartheid years in South Africa, who stopped shipments of Dole pineapples and other corporate products from coming into places like the New York City ports and the San Francisco ports in solidarity with the struggle against colonialism and apartheid in South Africa. Solidarity with struggles that farm workers waged so long ago to boycott grapes and lettuce. Those types of campaigns must come back today. And those campaigns must still today deal a death blow to the corporate rulers who continue to crush the dreams and aspirations of working people, from Amazon to Uncle Ben's Rice Company. We salute all those who stand and fight back. But we know that it takes more than just a small effort. It takes a massive effort. It takes a massive effort. It takes solidarity. It takes the recognition that the working class is filled with workers who do not have a union home, but have a struggle that they must wage. And we have to be there. We have to stand in the gap. We have to pull up the rear and make sure that all workers are protected, that Black and brown essential workers who are dying in COVID beds are protected, that workers who are denied PPE, who are denied protection on the job because of the greed of bosses who tell them they have to buy their own mask while paying less than a minimum wage at laundry factories in Greenville, Mississippi, and across these southern states. We have to stand in the gap and pull up the gap and bridge the gap for all working people to be brought into the circle of victory. I salute you, brothers and sisters. I welcome the conversation going forward. Victory and solidarity for the sufferers.
Thank you so much, Jeribu, for those very important comments.